Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq, the ability to arrive to Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to pass through the 2/3 of Ramadan with ease. Allah Ta'ala give us His gifts, His rewards, His karam, His generosity. And now, for what we were waiting, the 2/3 have passed, and now the final third Allah Ta'ala is going to give to us. And this is such a great ni'mah. This period is full of ni'mahs. Ni'mah Allah's fadl, His blessings, His rewards, His gifts, everything's being bestowed without any limit. So many rewards and ni'mas and favors of Allah in this final third, the last 10 days of Ramadan. The pious elders have stated that the final ashra, the last 10 days of Ramadan, it's the gist, the summary, the long and short, you could say, of the conclusion of Ramadan. And it's the ruh, just like the body is alive with the soul, the ruh, the spirit. And the spirit, the soul of Ramadan is this final third, the last 10 days. Because Allah has kept this last third of Ramadan in such a way that Allah has given a great, great reward in this last 10 days. Great reward. A massive reward for this ummah. And that is the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Shabbi Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. It's a very great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given to the ummah. And how did we attain this? Why did Allah give us Laylatul Qadr? In the hadith it stated, there is an event that some of the companions, they put forward a sort of request. They had some concern or worry. And they came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They requested that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the previous nations, the people that came, the ummas, and their ages, they were very high, a greater number of their age. They stayed alive for many years. Like there was people who lived for 950 years, for example, and Allah gave them long ages and long lives, and they used to utilize that time. Then we are feeling a bit sad that the previous ummahs must have done more worship than us. They will get more reward than us, and they will do everything more than us. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he thought that my ummah, what is their situation? So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just thought, and Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surah Qadr was revealed. Subhanallah. Oh my beloved, why are you concerned? Why do you worry? Your ummah, I will give them a night, such a night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr. You won't know that how great a reward this is. You don't know how great this is, Allah is saying. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Subhanallah. The third verse Allah Ta'ala has announced that the age, there were a lot of high number of years, Allah says, from your ummah, that individual, whichever individual, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Any individual in your ummah, in these 10 nights, Subhanallah, if he worships in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, whatever ibadah, whatever act of worship, then he will get khayrun min alfi shahr, Subhanallah. More greater than 1,000 months. Not the same, not equivalent to 1,000 months. Rather, khayrum, the mufassirin, the commentators have written, that there's no limit, there's no boundary, there's no upper limit. The meaning of this, tarjuma tafsir, is that better than, Allah knows how much better. But they will get reward more than, better than, a thousand months. Allah knows best what is better than. What a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given, subhanAllah. This is sadaqah due to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his sadaqah, due to his greatness, Allah has given us this gift. And this is the reality, my friends, that all of Allah's fadl, his mercy, his karam, these are rahmas of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Now, Allah has given us Ramadan. Whole of Ramadan Allah has given to us in such a way that every moment you can get forgiveness and salvation and forgiveness. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said, Allahu Akbar, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرُضَى. Subhanallah. Allah says that the whole world, look at the whole world, it pleases Allah. Allah says that, subhanAllah, that Allah's Nabi said that I will not be pleased until that time. Every single member of my ummah will go out of Jahannam into paradise. I cannot be happy until that time comes. And Allah Ta'ala, to demonstrate that happiness, He has given the ummah, Allah has given us excuses to gain forgiveness. Allah says, it seems as if, and this is the reality, that if we understand a little bit the ummah, then alhamdulillah, so much luggage of forgiveness and goodness for this ummah can be attained, and no one from the ummah should go into Jahannam. Allah said it, and of course your Lord will give you so much that you will be pleased. Look at this night, these nights, and what's our situation? Don't ask. That the things that people do in through these nights, these great nights, how they treat the nights, they don't find any difference. Rather, they're happy, oh, Ramadan's about to end, quickly, Eid's coming, let's get out of Ramadan, we'll do this and that, my brothers, my friends. That what do we know? Will there be life after this? Do we know we're going to live beyond Ramadan? We don't know how many breaths we've got left. And our bodies and our lives are not in our control. Such a great ni'mah reward Allah has given us these 10 nights. The last 10 nights of Ramadan. So great are these nights that is surprising, shocking if a person wastes time during these nights. Waste time and does stupid waste of time activities. Such a great opportunity. Jibreel alayhi salam is doing dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ameen, that the person who doesn't get forgiveness in Ramadan, then he is destroyed beyond destroyed. He's destroyed. He's lost out. That's what we realize. How many doors Allah Ta'ala has opened up for us, for opportunities. Look at our condition, what they were before, what they are now, and Allah will improve them. There are good deeds, opportunities. Allah has given us great. Okay, if we were lazy in the first 10 days, in the second 10 days of Ramadan, but in this last third of Ramadan, the final 10 days, we should grab hold of this opportunity. These nights, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His grace and mercy, we shouldn't be worried about sleep or feeling drowsy or sleeping or I'm not healthy or eating or drinking. Just one thought continuous. And I'm telling you the importance in my broken down humble words, I'm explaining to you the importance of this last third of Ramadan. That a person in these 10 nights, he should run after this, the 10 nights. Run after these 10 nights. And be conscious of these, and listen to this also, that the person who places importance in these final third, the last 10 days of Ramadan, most definitely Allah Ta'ala gives him Laylatul Qadr. Definitely he will attain. And I'll tell you what is the meaning of attaining or acquiring the night of power. What is the sign or the criteria where a person can say, yes, I achieved Laylatul Qadr? But most definitely a person attains it. He gets it. He acquires it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us, demonstrated to us how to spend this time. When the final third of Ramadan come, the last 10 days, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tighten the knot on his waist sheet, you could say. This was an Arabic sort of saying that he would become alert. Yeah, tie the knot, you know, get ready, become alert, focused. Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha said that he'd become alert, suddenly alert, focused. We never saw during the year that he'd say, wake up, stay awake. But he said to all the house members, everyone needs to stay awake. Nobody should sleep in the last 10 days. And he reminded them and requested them that what treasures Allah Ta'ala has hidden these last 10 nights of Ramadan that we shouldn't avoid or waste. So a person cannot imagine how much Allah Ta'ala gives in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, the final third. The rest of the year is there, the rest of our life is there, there's time to do other things. But a person should be focused, alert, and desperate to attain something beneficial in these last 10 nights so that we can please Allah. Get Allah's rida. Now, waking up in the night, staying awake in the night, it doesn't mean you just stay sitting awake and your eyes are open and you're playing games and you're hearing speeches, and the night is short. Yeah. That's, for example, he just eats food and goes to sleep. Oh, I stayed awake. No. Staying awake, what does that mean? That not a second should pass the moment that a person should be negligent from the remembrance of Allah. Yes, because Allah Ta'ala's rahmah's mercies are descending. What have you asked? Open your hearts, do maraqabah, dhikr of the heart. And this is the fountain of benefit of the Naqshbandi order of dhikr. And present your lataif, your lessons of dhikr to Allah. Latifa qalba, ruh, sar, khafi. Open your lataif, your lessons, close your eyes, focus on your lataif, your lessons. Say, Allah, put into these lataif, my lessons, the benefit, the mercy, your mercy and benefit. Subhanallah. So brothers, I will request to you, my brothers, those individuals who are in itikaf, that's very good. But you sat down, but you sit in such a place, you should go into itikaf in such a place where there's noise and clamor. Oh, get up quickly, get out of here, come out of your room and open up your quilt and do this and that. No, don't go to places where there's noise. Rather, where you stick to that place where there's benefit and you get, you're doing the good things. MashaAllah. So yes, a masjid which is beneficial. Sit there, do itikaf. If you can't sit for 10 days itikaf, sit for 4 days, 5 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day if you can. There's no difference. There's no difference. Yes, the nights are great. If you can't sit for 10 days in itikaf, you then 2 days, sit in 8 days or 7 days. There's flexibility. Allah has given you health and afiyah. If we don't get this opportunity again in the future, then what do we do then? If Allah Ta'ala doesn't give us the energy to come here, the ability, let me tell you about myself. I'll tell you that I was about to say earlier that it's difficult for me to come. I wasn't well. I was saying, Allah, the final third is starting. I can't move. I'm not able. I wasn't capable. I was lying down on the bed and the water bottle was there. That was my situation. I was in a bad state. Unwell. I said, Allah, if you give me the ability and the strength, I will get up. And I pulled myself together and I hobbled together and I arrived somehow. And I'm speaking to you, alhamdulillah. So a person needs to have courage, determination, and ask from Allah, keep on asking from Allah to give the ability, because the life continues and the age comes where a person has issues, but you are young, you have energy and health. Why do you waste your time? Tell me. Why? What will you get sitting at home? Just take the corner of the masjid with the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, and sit there. Sit there. But the masjid should be a place where you can focus and concentrate where there's no distractions, not noise and clamor. The best masjid is that masjid where the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala takes place. And you see your shaykh as well. Subhanallah. Yes. Yes. Can there be in a greater place than that? You have itikaf as well and you're there. The dhikr of Allah is taking place. Your shaykh, you can see him. So this is Jannah. Is there any other definition of Jannah? If you don't get Laylatul Qadr, is it not? I give guarantee you'll attain it. You will get it according to the learnings and what we've shared from the hadith. Isn't it? So Allah has given health and time. But young age will not always be there. Time will not always be on our side. No, opportunities won't always be there. I remember in my life, the first itikaf that I did, that I performed, I remember the events. Time comes in it, that just memories remain behind. And I didn't have a hotel or room sometimes in this corner. I just had two things next to my, with me. I had no other extra luggage too much. No burden. I had two things that I took with me. Always. Alhamdulillah. One was Ziyarat-i Kaaba, looking at the Kaaba, the house of Allah. Subhanallah. Ziyarat-i Kaaba, looking at the Kaaba. And seeing my Shaykh. Seeing my blessed Shaykh. These were the two items I had with me always. That was my baggage. And I had a bag, a white bag, which I put some items into. I still got that. And I have the dhoti in there, the lower garment, and a sheet. Wherever the evening was, put the sheet out on the ground, then put the sheet up and took the shoes off, put them there, then complete the 4 hours of rest. Then again, Hazrat Sahib's coming, my sheikh, and go and put the prayer mat out. This was our sort of habit in Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanallah. I remember that I had a desire that time, I need to go to Medina. That Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, I want to go and sit in itikaf. It was my first itikaf in my life. So, at that time, the time was less, there wasn't much time. It was impossible really that I could arrive to Medina. I didn't have enough money to get a plane or a big car. I just had flip-flops on, you know. the Hawaii chapel. Flip flops. That's what I had. That's what I had on my feet. And what a generation. Great, simple generation. And now we look back and we cry about those days, the simple, great days. So I quickly hurried out. Somebody will give me a lift or I'll get a car. And I made the intention for Medina. Subhanallah. And I filled my desires with the treasure chest with the desires for Medina. And I went out with that intention. And suddenly a car stopped, halted. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going Al-Madina." He said, "Ta'al, ta'al, Shaykh, ta'al." Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. And then he drove with speed. I said, "Listen, you've sat me down, but you have to listen to me." I said, "Don't stop on the way anywhere. I need to go and sit in the Kaaf. And before Maghrib, I need to arrive to Medina." He said, "Hey, Shaykh, how? How will we get there? This is a car. It's not an aeroplane, is it? That we can..." I said, "You make the niyyah. You will also arrive there. I will also arrive there." Subhanallah. We will reach there. We will get there. So brothers, he drove the car fast. It was like a helicopter speed. And I said, "Quickly, quickly, just go, focus." And alhamdulillah, we got to Madinatul Munawwara. Just some moments remained for Adhan of Maghrib. Because you have to get there before Maghrib, isn't it? For the 21st night. And there was nothing there that stopped us, alhamdulillah. And we drove fast and he went quick. And suddenly, quickly, I got out of the car and I hurried through to Masjid al-Nabawi and I got into the Masjid, alhamdulillah, before time. I said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, I've arrived, the rest is up to you. Give me a corner, allow me to remain here." And that was an ajeeb, beautiful itikaf of mine. So, when a person pulls himself together, determination, then a person's not lazy. Don't be lazy and laid back. Don't look for the means. Don't look at what's going to help me. How am I going to do this? Take all of du'as. Du'as. Do du'as. Lots of du'as. Why are they not being accepted? Why are my needs not being fulfilled? And don't create, for example, just a desire. Rather go like crazy. Junoon. Like you're crazy or madly in love with something. That's what we need to do. So that's when a person attains. So this night... These nights are the nights for the Junoon people. Those people with, like, you could say, insanity or zeal, extreme passion, madness. There's no limit to what you can earn in these nights. There's no upper limit boundary. Whatever you want, Allah will give. You read one verse, you get the more than 1,000 months. Whatever one action of worship, that if you do an action for 1,000 months, imagine. If you do an action of worship for 1,000 months, in this night, if you do that ibadah action, you get more than that reward. And how much more? We don't know. We don't know the upper limit. Subhanallah. So will you feel like sleeping after that? No. Can you? Do you want to sleep? Will you want to do wasteful talk after that? After hearing this, think that in these 10 nights, in these 10 days, I'm not present in the normal world, my normal life. I'm in a different place. I'm out of my normalcy and what I do normally. Different feeling and emotions and thoughts. So inshallah, think that maybe this is the final Ramadan in my life. Don't start planning for next year. Oh, next year Ramadan will come, then I'll do it again. No, completely forget about that. Forget that. Thought process. Allah Ta'ala has given this to me. And don't look at your young age. I've just got married. I'm young. I've got plenty of time. No, in the Kitab of Allah, I can show you lists that maybe quite a few youngsters today will have passed away and their janazas will have been performed, their funeral prayers. Young. This is all a loan. Allah's given us time as a loan. Allah can take it whenever He wants back. Any time we could return to Allah. At any moment, Allah Ta'ala could take from us. So, for example, this was not your life. This was in your youth. It was mine. Allah will say, "I've taken it back. I've taken you back." So Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That Allah is pleasing His Habib. And imagine the rewards Allah Ta'ala has given to His Habib to make him feel happy. Sadqa Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're getting this great night. And we should have love. Yes, and His greatness should be in our heart. And His sunnahs we should love. And what a great favor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Ummah. How can it be that a person, that he doesn't come out on the other side of Ramadan like a white sheet of cloth? How can it be impossible that we don't clean ourselves? But people come out the other side of Ramadan dirtier than when they entered into Ramadan. That's how sadly we don't appreciate Ramadan. That, for example, the same life we adopt through Ramadan before and through and after. Okay, maybe we prayed a bit of extra salah, a bit of Quran. But we don't even try to improve our lives. We don't even try. The thoughts They're worse afterwards. And the things that are inside us, in our soul, ruh, the dirt, the impurities of sin, we don't even think during Ramadan need to leave this action, these thoughts. And just like idols, they are ingrained inside us. Just we've changed the time of eating, we prayed a bit of extra salah, we prayed tarawih and Quran, but inside it's like black soot that's in our hearts, full of the sins, my brothers. We need to reform ourselves inside during Ramadan. Reform ourselves inside. That's what we need to do. Look inside ourselves. How much light a person should emit inside. This is how we should improve during Ramadan. That the darkness and the blackness should change to light. With the same dirty clothes we continue to wear, the same dirty clothes we'll go to pray Eid Salah. Yes, but Eid day we should have good, clean, pure, fresh clothes. In the same way we should come out the other side of Ramadan, fresh, clean, pure. Oh Allah, I've changed myself, I've reformed myself, I've improved myself within, inside my heart, my body, my soul. So this final third of Ramadan, the last 10 days, what we should do is that we should improve ourselves. We should change our thought processes, our mindset, our style, our thinking, our minds. The direction of life should change. Our direction of life should change for the better. So this night, we should appreciate immensely these nights of Ramadan, last 10 nights of Ramadan. And for example, if you can't sit in the car, then try to sit in the corner, solitude as much as you can. Go to the masjid, do the dhikr of Allah, Quran recitation. Think about your sins, do maraqba, silent dhikr as much as you can. And have worry for your akhirah, fikr, no thought of the dunya should come into your mind, the world. Just do dua that Allah Ta'ala, that with khair and goodness, allow us to utilize these last 10 days of Ramadan. That's it. And then life is in your hands, Allah. And after that, will you become better? Will you do this, brothers? So appreciate this, focus. This is the start, the first evening of the last Ashra, the last 10 days of Ramadan. What a beautiful start. Allah says, as soon as you enter into this Ashra, in the first night I will give you Laylatul Qadr, the first night of the last 10 days. And then when the sun hasn't even set at Maghrib time, and everything at that time then becomes greater than 1,000 months. Everything becomes greater than 1,000 months. Subhanallah, you say it, you can continue after that to say for 1,000 months. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can continue to say for 1,000 months, it will be the same as this evening. Dhikr kalimats, 1,000 months you could continue to say these kalimats. Tell me, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Yes, it will be greater, khayrun min alfi shahr, greater than 1,000 months. So, will we miss the majlis now of dhikr? Yes. So we should grab hold of this opportunity, and the shackles of Jahannam don't let us come to this normally. Will we get these great gardens and opportunities, and in these nights, in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, in these moments, will we get dhikr? And our problems and difficulties are barriers for us. Oh, a person should cross all barriers and obstacles and hurdles and come to the majlis of dhikr. Okay, if you've got a problem, such an extreme issue, you're sick, you can't get up, you can't come here, then I consider that that's a different level Allah's put you on. That there are such people who are beloved to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah, He wants to give them difficulty so that He can elevate their rank and status even more. That's the example of those people. That's the reality that Allah is explaining to us. So the friends of Allah, even when they're sick or ill or unwell, they cannot perform the duties that they should. That according to the rights externally, if they can't sit in itikaf, that's zahiran, it's there. That their condition, their health doesn't allow. And inside their hearts, they're crying. The ruh is crying. That for example, if they've become sick, they're unwell physically, they can't even go home. Sometimes it happens, a person's sick, he's unwell, the house he makes and he lives in, he cannot even go to that home when he's unwell or sick. So tell me the hal of that person, the feelings, emotions that he's made the house, he's decorated, if he cannot go home to live there, how much pain and hurt will be in his heart. But Allah says, why do you worry? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Subhanallah. That you are in the ummah of my Nabi. If I can please him, and of course Allah said, your Lord will give you so much that you'll be pleased. If I give him pleasure, I can give you everything. Allah says, I know the pain in your heart. And these old excuses that a person doesn't follow the ways and the methods and opportunities Allah gives. That for example, Allah says, if you're unwell or sick, don't be upset. Don't go down. Rather, this is Allah's hikmah and His wisdom, and we should be happy about that. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So I don't know if you, do you understand what I'm saying, my words I'm saying? Do you understand? Yeah, the event about Medina, did you understand that? Did you realize? Yes. So Janoon and crazy, mad in love with this opportunity. Youth and being crazy in love, the deep passion, that's what we should have, these two things together. So my brothers, these nights, spend them a nice way. Do dua for me, I'll do dua for you. Let's pray for each other. Let's do dua for the ummah. And bring akhlaq usna, that Allah give us good conduct and good manners and attitudes, so that we can become good mu'mins. So that every person, that even whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim, everyone, even if he's a non-Muslim, people should say that these are good people, they're beloved people, they're like us, they're sweet people, we have love for them. And that a person, even if he's away from religion, he should start to love you and like you. And he should feel coolness in the heart when he meets you. And when he hears your words, he should feel coolness in the heart that this is the glory of the Muslim, that if we're present in such a culture, we're in a multicultural environment, we should live in a nice way, cordial way, harmonious way, that Muslims, non-Muslims, all should like each other, and they should have love for you, and manners, such manners and good behavior should come to you, that they have love for you, that they like what you're doing, so that your good manners and behavior will pull on them and attract them. This night is teaching us this. This night is teaching us that don't worry if you're living in a multicultural environment, society, then make everybody yours. Everybody should feel that they belong to each other with love and regard and assistance, and live amongst each other. We should show and demonstrate that we are good people. We are sympathetic, and sympathy is such a great attribute to have, that it creates love between all individuals. We should share in people's happiness and loss and sadness. Whatever religion is, the person is in your neighborhood, from your neighbors, give them food, share food, invite them to your home. Meet them with greetings and love. And if somebody who's old in your neighborhood, bring shopping for her and serve her. SubhanAllah, and she'll be amazed, surprised that we thought you were like this and we thought you were like that. And you're Muslims? You say, yes, we thought the negative about you. You said, yeah, you thought negative, but we are this in reality. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had these manners and great, great conduct and behavior. So this is the night of Qadr, the night of power, my friends. And this is the final chance we have. We need to understand that after today, after some minutes, this last third of Ramadan will start. As soon as it starts, then Allah Ta'ala's principles and rules and laws will change. Just like when Ramadan changed, when Ramadan came, the laws and the environment, the situation, the scenario changed. Suddenly, the rewards, the thawab, the levels improved and changed. So there's no upper limit. SubhanAllah, now there's no upper limit at all. End of story. Allah Ta'ala says that let's conclude this story. How much reward for this? And Allah says that this is the conclusion of that question. Revive the sunnah, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, great sunnah, great action, that exhort the family, the household members, that sit down, do ibadah. How fortunate you are that everyone's going to get the night of power. That if you're in Pakistan or India where it's 40 degrees Celsius and there are longer nights, there's no water, no electricity, they have to also go through the night of prayer. Then you, mashallah, the night is just 2 hours long. Say subhanallah. And you're in an easy environment, bit cool, and the night of 2 hours long, which is cool, it's not even night, alhamdulillah, it's not even the whole night, short passage, and you do pray tarawih, do dhikr, and then once you do dhikr, you go home, then you put out the prayer mat, and do tahajjud, then start doing dhikr again. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And that all becomes night of power, Laylatul Qadr. So easy for us. Will Allah Ta'ala not ask us about these nights, Laylatul Qadr? Won't He account, make us account for this? Of course He will. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the value and appreciation of this night. Ameen. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah.
صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.